This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jay Kirshner, who is equally thrilled to be here to fight truth decay in as many ways as possible. Other things going on in the world. Nobody can put you in a place of winning. I think I started one of these sections in the last hour. Winning, just thinking about Charlie Sheen and the way he said winning. And I think, you know, that's kind of an interesting, it's a play on all kinds of things. Don't you want to be a winner? People always want to be a winner.
Yeah.
But you can't be a winner unless you want to be. You have to be. You have to. Nobody can want it for you. You have to want it for yourself. For example, Jay is the winner again this year of a Gracie Award, which is the most prestigious award in radio broadcasting. She and the ladies, Victoria and Jennifer, all won last year in a category. And so there's another category. And as Jay is my only sidekick at the moment, Jennifer's here as she can be. But we are, we're the two musketeers.
Yeah.
And Jay, he does an outstanding job of just keeping things flowing, providing information, having a wonderful laugh. All of the things that are important to making a radio program sound easy. You know, a lot of people, when you listen to, and I say this lovingly, but I listen to some of these people who are podcasters trying to do radio shows, and it just doesn't flow. It doesn't feel like an experience that, you know, you want to turn on the radio and listen to something that's easy for you to listen to. And a lot of the stuff that's around you have to work at. Jay is so easy to listen to and so much fun to have just here as a companion. It's just fun. So she's a winner.
Well, you are fun. And I think I've told you this before. When, if I'm out sick and I miss a day and it happens to be going into the weekend and then I don't get to talk to you for 3 days, I get really sad. I think I've
really?
Told you that, where I feel like I can't, my day just doesn't feel right when I don't kick it off with you.
Well, that's a very nice sentiment, and I appreciate it greatly. So you and I will be at the dinner on the 24th of May in Los Angeles for the Gracies, and it'll be more opportunity for more pictures of you in that beautiful dress. Why? Don't buy a new dress. Wear the same one you... Who's going to remember?
Well, it's in storage, so I don't have an option.
Yeah. All right, and then yeah. There's the same
one
tuxedo.
One day I'll have my belongings back.
Yeah. Okay, so... Here's the idea of the day, the week. I don't know whether this is, you know, this is good for at least Easter week. The suggestion that you use a potato instead of an egg for Easter, right? You decorate potatoes and not worry about chickens or eggs, more importantly, because the eggs are so expensive and they're in short supply. So mm-hmm. Don't use them for something that doesn't involve eating them. I can remember when we used to do this as children that my mother wouldn't let us eat the eggs after they were, you know, you put them, you boil them and poach them or do whatever it is, hard-boiled eggs, and then we decorated them. Mm-hmm. But I wanted, after it was done, I wanted to eat it. And she said, no, you can't eat those eggs. They have stuff on them. And I thought to myself, well, they have stuff on them. There's nothing, I mean, they had nothing
yeah.
in there. But anyway, so now we have potato producers who have been eyeing the price of eggs. So this year there is a big push by the Potato Growers of America, who thought there was a group, but there is. And the idea of painting and dyeing the potato has started circulating. Actually, this started about a month ago, and it's all over the Internet. If you... If you look up dyeing Easter eggs, you'll see a reference to painting Easter potatoes, right? So you don't have an Easter egg hunt this year. You have a potato hunt. And so all of this stuff, the promotion board for the growers have provided tips on painting and asking people to try Easter potatoes to use hashtag Easter potatoes if you're going to pass along ideas on social media. Let's see here. There's also at Potato Goodness on Facebook and Instagram. Here's a mother of three. Her name is Erin Bracken. She works for the Potato USA department, and she's heard from a lot of people, she says, who are planning to paint potatoes this year. And here I am. I'm sounding like James, right? Potatoes? You say potato. I'll say potato. Potatoes.
It's such a good idea, especially because there's so many different sizes. So if you want more space to work, you can. And I feel like every year we hear about those stories of somebody does the outdoor Easter egg hunt and then they can't recall all of the places they hid the eggs. And it's not until a little bit later they have this stench and they're still trying to find the egg. Where the potato, I feel like, would take longer to have that stench.
Yeah. Yep.
It might have legs, but it won't have that stench, that same egg stench.
Cut them up and put them in the garden and let them grow. That's how we do this. So let's see what else is. I'm looking at some of these bloggers. The lady who does the soccer mom blog. Let's see here. The post that she's put up reads, quote, "Because egg prices have fallen," one of the ladies says, "Dumb, not using potatoes to fill my baskets." Well, I'm not suggesting one or the other. It's an idea, folks. Let's not attack. This woman says, "How dare you use eggs?" And not, he's okay.
Grr, shakes fist, flip the table.
Let's not take this quite that seriously, but let's have some fun with it. So, at least an idea to pass along, much as anything else. Okay, so the case against Donald Trump and the irony that earlier in the week the judge ordered Stormy Daniels to pay Donald Trump $121,000. This was going on in the Manhattan courthouse. There were two. Can you imagine this going on? One side of the courthouse got Donald Trump coming in to get, fingerprinted and stuff. And over on the other side, the Stormy Daniels case. So, again, the oxygen that's taken out of the room by Trump and his escapades is really something. It's a great story, except it doesn't help us run the country. I'm looking at some pictures and some video of Trump when he went in to the courthouse, you know, that usual sourpuss on his face. The serious matter. What do you suppose the people, the door is filled with lawyers and police and people looking at Trump. All I can think of is when I had lunch at Mar-a-Lago, when he wanted to know how the crab meat salad was. Excuse me, that was it. But here we are with the different things allegedly that are brought to the table that are not just about Stormy Daniels, not about, you know, there's some campaign stuff in here, there's political stuff in here, Trump bragging about his sexual endeavors also, it's disgusting, actually. But to think that he's not guilty of doing something is hard to imagine, but then you see this boob Alvin Bragg, trying to embellish, if you will. Donald Trump's profession is to mislead people. He's like a circus act. He's like the ringmaster.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And it's just everything
in
around
way,
him,
yeah.
From fake news that he creates to fake news that other people create. And then it just goes from there. There's scandal after scandal after scandal after scandal.
Well, and that's also a big poignant part of the whole people take opinions as facts, and he is a very opinionated person. That's not the issue.
Makes him interesting.
But people take the opinions and they're like, okay, well, it has to be a fact. It has to be a fact, and that's not always the case. And he is just so, what's the word I'm looking for? Galvanizing. How many times have we discussed this, Doug? Where there's a story that has nothing to do with Donald Trump, but the identifier for the person in the story is whether they are pro Trump or against Trump. And again, the story itself has nothing to do with Donald Trump.
Right. Yep. He's made himself But he's done the perfect way to get attention or to get some kind of positive or negative is to be associated with Donald Trump, no matter what it is. And so you go back to the real story here. Some people have forgotten that Stormy Daniels went out when Trump was running for president. She went out to tell the story of her sexual encounter with him. And then, he denied it. But if he didn't do it, then why did he give her $130,000? That's really the question, as much as anything else. And then there are all the other stuff that goes around with it. That's the bottom line for me. And of course he did it, but so he's the only guy that's ever done it. And he's the only guy that's ever paid hush money. See, I think that's the... But did he use money from the campaign? Is that the accusation, or did he use his own money? I think that is one of the questions that came up early on. He falsified business records, so they say. I'm sure he falsified lots of business records. He's been bankrupt, or various companies that he's controlled have been bankrupt any number of times. If you talk to people who are subcontractors in New York, they hate him because he stiffs lots of people. He has stiffed lots of contractors, plumbers, electricians, people who work on buildings or who work in the building trades. Mm-hmm. And I don't use that word lightly. I don't like that word. But there is so much disdain. And I'm surprised that those people, especially as the New York, most of the New York Times, the New York papers, but New York Times is so angrily after Trump with every single edition. There's this, that, and the other thing about what a bad guy Trump is. Well, Trump has survived even at the hands of the New York Times trying to destroy him because of the way they do it, especially today. The New York Times, another sort of quasi-issue in all of this because they're so one-sided. The nonsense about all the news that's fit to print, that's not any more true with the New York Times than some of this stuff that surrounds the wake of Trump. So, at any rate, certainly this is not going to be the beginning or the end of discussions about Donald Trump with regard to this particular issue. It's 18 after the hour.
Spring Fest is here at Lowe's. Don't miss out on the best deals of the season. Refresh your yard with 5 bags of premium mulch for just $10. And refresh your home with savings on paint and stain. Right now, buy one, get one 50% off on 1 gallon cans and 5 gallon pails of HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams Paint, Stainmaster Paint, and Cabot Exterior Stains. Shop Spring Fest today. Valid through 4/12. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See store at Lowe's.com for details.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for a breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte combo orders.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new plan. Nothing is
use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clear skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
It's 24 after. No, it isn't. It's 23 past. I got to tell you the whole truth, and nothing but the truth here on the Good Day program. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen into social media. So I have to get a clarification on a couple of things from you, Jay. Please, I trust your judgment and your input. I know the other day that you and Jennifer talked about Twitter ditching the blue check mark. So I haven't the slightest idea. I was looking at my Twitter account and trying to figure out what you were talking about, the blue. What's the significance of a blue checkmark?
Before Elon Musk took over Twitter, it was these blue checkmarks that were kind of for notable public figures or anybody who worked in entertainment or media, anybody who may have somebody try to do a fake account. On their behalf. So it's one of those of just like, it's verified, this is the actual person. That was their verification process, where Elon Musk comes in and called it like the Lords and Ladies verification project, who it just took so many other people out. So he brings on Twitter Blue, where you can pay for verification. Typical people can pay between $8 and $11. Companies can pay about $1,000. And then you get the blue check mark. And he had said, come April 1st, we were going to be rolling this out. And anybody who has what they call a legacy blue check mark, which is a blue check mark from the verification process previously installed, those will go away. And only people who pay for Twitter Blue will keep theirs. Well, April 1st comes and goes and nothing happens, except for the New York Times lost their blue check mark.
They were the only ones
to lose their blue check mark. So people who have a blue check mark, if you hover your mouse over it, it will say something along the lines of, this is a verified account, either because they subscribe to Twitter Blue or it is a legacy account that may or may not be notable.
Huh.
So we'll see if they're still going to do away with the legacy verification process and people lose their blue check marks or whatnot. But as of right now, the New York Times are the only ones, because they had said they will refuse to pay, and they lost theirs.
And so it is, as it were.
It is. Right. Petty is as petty was.
It is, yes. So Elon Musk also has flipped the Twitter logo, and because I don't know much about the various coins that are part of the Bitcoin world. What is it? Dogecoin? What's it called?
Dogecoin. Yeah, it actually started off as a meme, and Dogecoin is Elon Musk's cryptocurrency.
Ah. So now he's using that as the Twitter logo as well?
That's what I keep seeing everywhere. However, I have not, I've seen it in articles everywhere. I have not seen it myself on anything.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But TikTok. It, the talk about it has made the cryptocurrency surge as much as 30%. So Dogecoin is having a moment.
There you go. Let's increase our wealth by 30%. Hoo-ah. TikTok has been fined $16 million over in England for misuse of children's data. Couldn't happen to a nicer bunch. Violating other protections for young users. Why are young users even going to TikTok? I know that it seems to be their currency is young people, but how young are we talking about here? Children under 13. Why does somebody even under 13? You know what? If you think that you need to keep track of your child, buy him a flip phone. Don't give him an iPhone. Buy him a flip phone. The flip phones are coming back again now because a lot of people are tired, business people, of carrying these big clunky things, and I'm one of them. Big clunky phones around when, in fact, the flip phone is so much more easily used. So anyway, the company has obviously disagreed with all of this, making themselves more of a target as well they ought mm-hmm. to be. So people around the world, why is it taking so much for people to figure out what a hoax TikTok is?
And that's the thing. TikTok has a rule against anyone under the age of 13 using the app, but they were not following through with that rule.
Yeah. Anyway, so dump TikTok. I guess that's the bottom line here again. It's 28 after the hour here on Good Day.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The next in-person hearing for former President Trump's criminal case in New York is 8 months away. Republican Senator Susan Collins of Maine weighs in.
The indictment of a former president is unprecedented in our history. And at every stage of the criminal proceedings, the stakes grow higher.
Three Democrats are losing their committee assignments in the Tennessee House after they took part in raiding the state Capitol building in an attempt to stop state business, mainly as part of an anti-gun protest. Tennessee House Republicans voted Monday to strip committee assignments from State Representatives Justice Jones, Justin J. Pearson, and Gloria Johnson. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated as we get this Wednesday underway. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is your captain. Better buckle your seatbelts for this one. I saw my passport expired, so I went to Staples, got a passport photo lickety-split. While I was there, I grabbed some tiny travel soap and shampoo. I should have got some from my co-pilot. Just kidding, Brad.
Staples has everything you need to travel. 10-minute passport photos, luggage, headphones, even personal travel items. And now at Staples, get 20% off your in-store purchase when you buy any travel service. Plus, 80-count Lysol wipes for just $1.99. Get all set to jet at Staples. Offers end 4/8. In-store only. Exclusions apply.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Talk shows are kind of tone deaf. We aren't. We're open for business at 855-999-DOUG. How about it, Jay? Open for business, yes?
Yes. 855-999-3684. Be part of the conversation.
The hour. Doug Steffen's good day program. Whether she get into that conversation, Jay, or not. I asked Jay.
Why not?
If her father was funny. I know your father. I think I know him pretty well. I consider him a friend, and I think he considers me a friend. Other than our business relationship, I think we're just friends. Mm-hmm. So I always am curious with children what they think of their fathers. I got into this discussion with my grandson, Miles, over the weekend. We were talking about various things that he thinks are funny. Mm-hmm. And at eight, they're all about fart jokes. Their kids just think it's hilarious.
Because it is. 8-year-olds are right.
So, anyway, his mother, of course, I'm the instigator, and she has, Megan has this look on her face. And she has, ever since she was a child, she has this ability, the same expression on her face now that she had when she was Miles' age. So I get them all stirred up, because that's what you're supposed to do. Grandparents are supposed to stir up the grandchildren, right? And then leave. So I'm really pretty good at that. And and Brendan was my son, an unindicted co-conspirator in this. Actually, I think he started it. We were all over at Brendan's house for dinner on Saturday night. And whatever the reason, we got around because Miles' cousin, my other grandson, Jasper, young, depending on what they eat, babies have gas. And so Miles thinks that's hilarious. Apparently they have contests for gas fart jokes in his class. And so he brings that to the surface after Brendan does his thing. And so we just got, and we started laughing, and we couldn't stop. We just laughed and laughed and laughed about nothing. What is the, you know, so what's so funny about passing gas? Why is that funny?
That's a good question. Let's do a deep dive in psychology. Why is it funny?
I don't know. Maybe because it's like prohibited. I can hear women, older women now, they're horrified that I'm talking about this on the radio.
They've already changed it.
Here it is, folks. Like it or not, Donald Trump farts. That's, you know, if we're going to use him as a standard, I guarantee you that Melania...
Look at you. That conversation that has nothing to do with Donald Trump.
But Donald Trump
Bringing him into it.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
So, the power this man yields.
That's right. Yes. I assure you that pretty much everybody that's involved in this, whether it's Alvin Bragg, I bet he's got, you know, all right, so this is becoming silly. At any rate.
I am legitimately crying right now.
Okay, good for you. The America is, we have a lot of problems here. There's no question about it. We have lots and lots of problems. And I'm being, I guess I'm being moderately facetious, but I'm not really. There is an edict that's come from the federal government that will prohibit the sale of incandescent light bulbs starting in August. So you will have no more choices. We keep having our choices ripped away from us piece by piece, day by day. Now, you
Why?
May not think...
What's the problem with those light bulbs?
Well, they are not energy efficient. So these goons in the White House who think everything is about the environment and we have to save the earth and all this other stuff, so you can't buy incandescent light bulbs anymore because they're expensive to operate and we're trying to save you money. Hey, that's not your job. Your job is to run the country and keep us safe. And you telling me that I can't buy a light bulb because it's expensive and doing it the LED way is less expensive, so, and it's then, by the way, better for the environment, so they say, I don't know what, I find, I don't have as good a lot of people have luck with LED lights. I don't necessarily have any better luck with them than the incandescent light bulbs. But I happen to have boxes and boxes and boxes of them laying around at the farm from old auctions that I've been to or whatever, and nobody wants to use them because they say the LED lights are cheaper. They aren't. Okay, so you can say that, but what are we talking about? Pennies here and there? I'm annoyed more because I'm being told I can't have something, whether I should be able to.
Yeah.
If I want to spend my money using other light bulbs, that should be up to me, not up to the government.
Yeah.
It's like taking AM radio. That should be up to me, not up to whoever it is that's trying to take the AM radios, now FM radios. By the way, there's a huge protest that is being organized by various companies, mostly radio companies. I think there's something going on in Chicago today on the air on most of the radio stations in Chicago. Big protest aimed at Ford mostly, but also at Tesla and other manufacturers who are saying that when we build an electric car, we're not going to put an AM radio into it because it interferes with the operation of the car. You know what? You guys are smart enough. And you deserve every bit of bad publicity that you get out of this move. Every single bit of it. And I can come up with any number. No more light bulbs, no more this, no more that. Because why is that? Because the government says you shouldn't have them. I don't want the government telling me what I can have and what I can't have. I want you to tell me what's legal and illegal, and I'll make sure I stay on the side of what's legal. Other than that, get your nose out of my life and get your nose out of my business.
Amen.
Fix the problems that are real. This is not a real problem.
Okay. It's like they're completely ignoring bigger issues and like, you know what, let's focus on this.
Yeah. How about we fix the trains? Can we fix the trains? I'd rather be concentrating on, Pete, what's his face?
Buttigieg.
Has done really, it's too bad because I had high hopes for him. I thought he was one of the most reasonable people around, but they put him in the wrong job because he's like the deer in the headlights when it comes to any problems at the Transportation Department. He's clueless. Now, there's another circumstance. This one is not in our country. Over in the Netherlands, somebody got killed. 30 people were seriously injured.
Mm-hmm.
Passenger train carrying a lot of people derailed following a collision with a piece of construction equipment that was on the track. Huh?
Yeah. So this is kind of
a movie in the making
where it wasn't an issue with the train or the track itself. There was an obstacle.
Ah, what a shame. Okay, so the United States government has done what it's supposed to do here. They have killed one of the ISIS leaders in Syria. And you can say, well, what are U.S. forces doing over there in the first place? Well, we're over there to get rid of these guys that are still around. The leader was Khalid. Oh, man, how are you going to pronounce this? Let me try it. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Khalid Aidid Ahmad al-Jabouri.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Responsible for planning attacks in Europe. This is part of the same thing. This was another thread of the episode of the FBI shows this week. I was talking about that earlier, how it all was that these, the bad guys were from, they were connected to Russia and Putin. Now the TV shows and the movies are making the Russians the bad guys, and they mention Putin by name. This guy is a friend of Putin, therefore he's a bad guy. Well, I don't know whether this guy was a friend of Putin's or not, but he was no friend of ours. Who knew that there are almost 1,000 troops, almost 1,000 American troops in Syria, where they're trying to defeat ISIS? Did you know that? I didn't know that.
No.
Where else are there troops?
I feel like Russia and what's going on with Russia and Ukraine and a couple other areas, that it's just taking so much oxygen out of the room, out of the world.
And of course, we need to ask
about ISIS for a hot moment.
What would Donald Trump have done? Right? We got to ask what Donald Trump comes into everything. So what would he have done? Would he have ordered the strike against ISIS? You can bet your bottom dollar he would have. Yeah, that's something that he and Biden would have agreed on. Here's the story of a youngster who is 11 years old. She got stuck in a storm drain trying to get her grandmother's apron out of the drain. How about this? Trying to rescue her grandmother's apron from a storm drain, and then she needed to be rescued herself. 11-year-old girl, head first inside a storm drain at an elementary school in Arlington, Texas. This is near you. James Collins in the control room in our Dallas studio. This Arlington is a suburb of Dallas. I can imagine this has been all over the news, James, right?
Yeah, I heard about this. Yeah.
Yeah, really?
Oh,
yeah.
This poor girl.
Imagine?
That'd be so embarrassing, especially at that age where everything is embarrassing. Like,
I
see a classmate outside of school just on the weekend while you're out running errands with your parents, and that's embarrassing. This poor girl. She's
okay.
That's the good news.
While we're in Texas, the books banned by leaders of one of the counties in Texas ordered back onto the shelf. A judge has ruled in favor of residents of Llano County. I think that's how you pronounce it, right, James? L-L-A-N-O?
That's right.
Llano
County? Llano County.
Llano County, all right. So the residents sued the county judge and county commissioners for taking books off the shelves that the county ruled were inappropriate due to their messages and content. Again, what in the name of God is this? Why is this going on?
Take away critical thinking.
Yeah, so everybody's got to think the same about stuff. I mean, when I was teaching English, I thought there were things that were taught that, and when I was taking courses, I don't know, I didn't like Catcher in the Rye. There was stuff in it that I didn't much care for. I just didn't like the book. But that doesn't mean other people shouldn't be exposed to it. You want to get my daughter going, who's an English professor? Get her going. Get her talking about stuff like this. Yeah, it's telling people how to think, what to think. No, you don't take books out of, unless they're libelous, and that's up to the person who's libeled to sue the library or whomever. Freedom is about different points of view, different expressions. Then if you don't like books, they say the books they took out were promoting acceptance of LGBTQ views. Well, okay. So, you don't want to read them? Don't read them. That's simple. Mm-hmm. You don't want to go to the movie that's a horror show? Don't go to the movie. You don't want to listen to the radio station that has things you don't like? Then turn it off. Who are you to tell me what I can read, what I can hear, what I can do? Mind your own business.
Yes. Yes.
My heavens. This is, you know, the discretionary stuff. And it's not about approval. The judge isn't saying, I approve of these books. He's just saying it's illegal, and it is, it should be, to take things out. There are perfectly normal things for some people that may not be normal for others. Mind your own business. How about that for a battle cry? 48 past the hour.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. O'Reilly Auto Parts provides more than just the right parts for your repair. Our professional parts people can also offer free check engine light diagnosis. We can scan your vehicle and provide a list of possible fixes. Find the right parts for you or recommend a great local repair shop. Don't ignore your check engine light. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Dell Technologies semi-annual sale starts now with limited quantity deals on select performance PCs powered by 12th Gen Intel Core processors. Save on select Vostro laptops with built-in security features and select Latitude laptops with enhanced privacy, collaboration, and connectivity. Save on select essential accessories plus free shipping and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Heart failure, carpal tunnel syndrome, shortness of breath, stomach issues, lower back pain. How does it all add up? If you have heart failure and any of those seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, it's time to talk with your cardiologist and get the full picture. They may add up to transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy. ATTRCM is a rare and underdiagnosed disease. Recognize the signs and discuss them with your doctor soon. Learn more at connectwithyourheart.com. That's connectwithyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for a breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participate in U.S. Wendy's. Select or request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte combo orders.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Time for us to spend some quality time with a quality guy, Warren Eckstein, who's the host of The Pet Show. You can find where the radio is, and many of the same stations that carry this program carry The Pet Show. Go to thepetshow.com. I see that Jack Daniels is involved in a lawsuit against a dog toy maker, and it's going to the Supreme Court. Things are tough all over if we've got this kind of a problem going to the Supreme Court. Apparently, Jack Daniels not happy because these silly squeaker dog toys look like a bottle of Jack Daniels whiskey, right?
They're not happy because it wasn't their idea to come out with that dog toy.
Yeah, probably.
The pet industry is a $1 trillion industry now.
Yeah, right. Why not?
How does that affect their business other than adding to? But I guess you have to protect your copyrights and stuff like that. I understand that. Hey, I got that thing for you. Gen Z, new study just came out. It's in the Post, I think, just today. Gen Z gets more joy from seeing their pet happy than their significant other.
That's a way
to echoed by echoed by Gen X.
Friends. Yeah, there you go. How to get more listeners, win friends, and influence people. My dog likes me better than he likes you.
You know, it's interesting though, because how different generations treat animals differently. In fact, years ago I did a whole story on the Today Show about the politics of dogs, how certain breeds were more conservative back then and certain breeds were popular when there was someone liberal in office. Kind of interesting stuff about the breeds we have.
Do we have a new breed of Marjorie Taylor Greene dogs?
I don't know about I don't know about her dogs. I can't believe the French Bulldog is now the number one dog in America. I cannot believe it shocks me. Right. Not that they're a bad dog, but they have a lot of medical issues.
Right.
And the thing expensive. Right now, who has $3,000 and $4,000 to spend on a puppy?
Right.
I don't get it. Go adopt, right.
Adopt. Here's the research from a startup that's developed an AI-based app that scans your dog's nose, because apparently all dogs have completely unique nose prints, just like we have completely different fingerprints. And there's an app for you to figure out what it was. It's like a fingerprint machine. This is an app for your dog's nose. I don't know why we need to know more about a dog's nose print. I guess it's a way to help identify a lost dog, right?
Nose prints for a long time. Now what they're doing is some people in Europe, and I guess it's coming here too, is they have actual facial recognition for their pet.
Really?
So, in other words, the whole idea is that all these ideas are good, but it has to be registered centrally. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Is the Iowa Rescue going to know about your dog's nose print or your dog's facial ID? Mm-hmm. But if it's done properly, I think it's a great idea. I mean, the chips have saved thousands and thousands of dogs. Before that, the tags. Even before that, I go back to the days, and I horrible days, when people used to tattoo the number on the inside of the dog's ear on the flank, so if the dog was stolen. So. Yeah. But, you know, things have changed. I think it's a great idea. Anything that can help someone be reunited with a lost pet, as far as I'm concerned, is a good idea.
There's a Pet Now app on the marketplace that pet owners can use to register their dog's nose print by taking a picture with their smartphone. And apparently you can do the same thing for a cat as well. And once the image is captured, it's stored in this company's database. Anybody who comes across a lost animal can take a picture of the nose or the face and see if it matches, as you're suggesting, the same thing they can do with, on a camera in downtown New York, for heaven's sakes. Wow.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. My only concern is that where's this ultimate database going to be? In other words, just this one place you have to register. If it was, maybe if they switch over eventually where instead of dog tags or in combination with when you register your dog, they do the nose print at that point and it goes into a national base. That would be a good idea. They don't have a national base like that for children, I think.
Yeah, I think they do.
You know?
All right, here's the story of a dog and a goat that are so close the shelter has decided the two of them must go up as a team for adoption. They were dropped off in an animal control unit. This is in Wake County, Florida, I believe. Felix is the dog. Cinnamon is the goat. And they've lived together since they were little hungabungas. The shelter says they usually take farm animals, but they could see that these two were so close that they wouldn't separate them. How about that?
That's the one thing that, my two dogs were siblings, and they didn't want me to adopt both of them, and I forced them to make me give them both.
Why would they want you to take them both?
They only wanted to adopt one at a time to get more money out. Anyway, anytime there's a bonded pair, take them home.
Absolutely. Yeah, you can see that. Great therapy, too, for the owners. So that's something else to remember. And speaking of remembering, thepetshow.com is the web address you remember. Warren Eckstein here on the Good Day program at 59 past the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.